attention is the number one asset.
So what's up?
What's up, man?
No, just watching your story. I started with Logic.
Yes, it was fun.
Big fan of his stuff. And
what are you up to? What's all this jazz?
East Coast Lifestyle is a clothing line I started in Canada. We're in 90 malls across the country. We're in 3 in the U.S. We're trying to break into the country right now. So just off the top, I wanted to start with some of the custom gear I created for yourself.
Yes, I see it.
So I know that you're
I'm going to wear that ASAP.
And you know how to do that.
Love it, man. So I love it.
We had to create some of this custom merch for you. So
are these, is that a medium?
I got every size for you. Small,
beautiful.
Medium, large, extra large. So
good.
You can pass them out.
Good, I'm a medium. Away. All right, good. Yes, I will.
And then I got some hats for you as well.
So I love it, man.
Put the Gary on the side.
I love it, man. Thank you very much.
Rare.
So, yeah. I love it, man. And this is some of the stuff you guys do?
Yeah, so we do all sorts. I was talking to Alex earlier. And so we do all sorts of different designs and merch, embroidery, screen print, hats.
When did you start it?
3 years ago. So
good for you.
Following all of your podcasts, all your Daily V since 3 years ago. We've watched all of it at university. Red, jab, 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 right hook. So big fan of your work.
Thank you, man.
Cool to be here today.
Thank you, man. Awesome.
Yeah, so I guess we have some questions we want to start with.
Let's do it.
I just wanted to really talk to you about the clothing company and your thoughts on how we can get into the U.S. market.
You know, I think that getting into a market is actually stunningly easy. So I actually genuinely believe if you take the advice I'm about to give you, it will work. I'm surprised how many people overthink it. I think you need to map every single buying decision maker in America, and I think you need to email them, hit them up on social media, and then surprise and delight them.
I like that.
Like, it's literally that basic. Like, you actually know the 5,000 stores, distribution centers you want to be in. Like, right? In theory, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be in Urban Outfitters? I don't know. You want to be in this little Soho shop? I don't know. That's your business. I don't know it.
Yeah.
But if I had a wine, I sure know which stores, right?
Yeah.
So great. You decide there's 41 boutiques in Soho you want to be a part of. You guys sit on fucking Google, find the person's name, send them a t-shirt and a note in the mail. They get millions of that. They throw in the garbage the same way I do, right? You email them. You follow them on Twitter and Instagram. You talk to them on Twitter and Instagram. You tag them in some of your photos on Instagram so it shows up in their notifications.
Yeah.
You one-on-one virtually sell the 1,537 people that make the decision if this t-shirt goes on a rack.
Yeah.
Literally, that's it, bro.
Yeah. So in terms of giving them value, do you believe that if we're able to supply them with threads and the clothing, and then to tell them, like, this is for you on the house, keep it. And
I think they probably, right, like, the cooler they are, the more shit they get sent for free all day, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I get stuff sent, and, you know, I get stuff sent all the time, and we're trying very hard not to, like, not see it or not respond, but it's impossible. I used to get sent 10,000 wines a second.
Yeah.
So I don't think sending it, I think it's expensive and not guaranteed. What I would start with is the virtual stuff first.
Okay.
If you get a nibble,
go at it.
Uh-huh. You know, I mean, look, so you follow Karen, and she has a rad shop in St. Louis, and she says something about something, going to Canada.
Yeah.
That's exactly when you guys jump in and be like, yo, we're from Canada, want to show you around.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't putting in the work from the salesmanship. What you want and what I want and what everybody wants, in theory, is, okay, we're going to do this for Gary V.
Yeah.
He's going to wear it on Daily V. We're gonna be in it, and they're gonna come to us. The problem is, that's too insane. Everybody wants the leverage of everything coming to them when they haven't earned it yet. You've been grinding and getting somewhere 3 years in, and you still aren't shit.
Yeah.
How cool is that? That's cool, and it sucks.
Yeah,
sure. I love it. I love that I've been, like, people are like, right, as you know, in the last 100 days, last 4 months, it's really starting to pop for me, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, how come this is happening? I'm like, 20 fucking years of fucking hustle, dick.
Yeah.
That's why it's happening.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never know when it's gonna be that moment. So look, this is smart, you got here. This is fucking free, great exposure. There's cool people that watch, great, good shit could happen. But you always think that this thing is gonna be the thing. I always thought, like, okay, this appearance on Jimmy Fallon is gonna be the thing, right? Or this podcast with Rogan is gonna be the thing. Or this person following me on social media is gonna be the thing. None of it's the thing. It's just another block.
Another stepping stool.
And the quicker you think about, like, bricks instead of, like, a prefabbed building, the quicker you win. You know who the 3,000 decision makers, you know the 400 stores, you know the 1,700 humans, one-on-one them digitally. And it takes a lot of time. You're gonna spend 9 hours one day just doing this because now you're inspired to do it, and four people are gonna hit you back.
So what do you think on the Canadian stereotype of us coming into the US?
No, I think that's bullshit. I think that's little brother syndrome. Okay. If you're the, Drake doesn't have that problem.
True.
The end.
True. So that's straight up true.
I know it's the truth. Like that's excuses. That's creating air cover to justify why it hasn't happened yet. You know, you guys sitting around having a beer and being like, fucking, you know, that's what Americans do. Like they don't take us seriously. That's just fucking dwelling.
So in Canada,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid, like, and school was a big thing, I didn't sit around and say, well, nobody's gonna take me serious because I didn't go to Harvard. I was like, I'm just gonna do it. Yeah. And then one day everybody's gonna look back and be like, yeah. So do you understand?
100%.
So keep going.
What was I gonna say? Like when you were growing your parents' wine business,
yeah.
When you took the step back and said, I'm gonna put this on social media and e-commerce,
yes.
And e-marketing,
yes.
How did they react when you made that switch for the business?
My dad already had, so you gotta remember, people don't get it. People are confused right now how big of a deal it was. People thought the internet was a fad. It would be more similar, and this is 1996. How old were you in 1996?
Five.
Right, so this is a long fucking time ago. How old were you in 96? Right, so I need you guys to wrap your head around it. Now it makes sense. When I said we're gonna build an e-commerce site instead of opening another store, that would literally be like you saying right now, I'm gonna start a virtual reality clothing brand. We're not gonna make this. You're gonna make pretend you're, like, people didn't understand. So first of all, there was a lot of, like, people didn't even know what the fuck I was talking about because it was so foreign. Got it? Number two, I was already in the business since I was 14 and I'd already proven to my dad that I was good. You know, a lot of people like to rag on me like, oh, your dad had something. My dad had something, but people forget that I was making $2,000 a weekend as a 13-year-old child selling baseball cards. So I'd already proven that I was already a whiz kid. As a matter of fact, I always didn't want to go into my dad's business because I didn't want the fucking trolls to say, oh, you have this. Because I knew I was already, I had it already.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that there was already buy-in. Why, do you have partners or family members involved?
No, 100%
okay. You were just curious?
Yeah, we've had two different people try to buy the company so far.
Good for you.
Just wanted to
try to build
it to
yep.
the next level.
Yeah.
And we're globally trademarked, incorporated, so the brand's protected on a global scale. But we just haven't had.
What's been the biggest breakthrough micro moment?
We've had people like Ed Sheeran wear the gear live on stage at the Eric Center.
Did you like shit?
Yep, definitely. when he wore it, that was our biggest overall sale night. So we got verified on Twitter simply from him wearing the
shirt. Of course.
It got very noticed across the country.
Of course.
Went viral, and the hashtag East Coast Lifestyle went viral through Twitter. And then the next day, we sold 185 of the same t-shirt that he wore that day.
So then how much in sales?
105 t-shirts.
How much are t-shirts?
185 t-shirts times $30.
Got it, I got it. Amazing.
Big number, and you know, we just saw that was a huge engagement, and then he sent us a message after and said, I hope that helped you guys. So we were blown away by this.
Did he do it random, or you were able to hit him up and get him to?
I know one of his best friends,
that was it.
She put
That's
it on his table.
It's amazing.
And he ended up wearing it. So that was our biggest breakthrough in an area that we're really not strong in Toronto. So an East Coast brand, we're big in Atlantic Canada, and big on the West Coast for people that miss
Vancouver.
Their home. The proud people leave to go work in the oil industry or get jobs, and then we just kind of have low impact in the middle, but we're really trying to grow down in New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, Florida, in the strong East Coast states.
Got it.
So do you believe that there's pride in the East Coast of the US in terms of East Coast lifestyle?
Of course.
Yeah.
100%.
It goes back to the hip-hop roots.
100%.
Yeah.
It's a complete no-brainer.
So we have East Coast lifestyle, West Coast lifestyle, and we sell both of those brands online and also in stores across the country in Canada. But really, we have just started to deal with Zoomies in Canada, so we're trying to prove that we have strong sales there, and they'll put it in the U.S. after that. So we're really trying to grow with them, but it's tough for a young business to get into the U.S. market. It's a big goal.
Dude, I don't think it's that tough, and I know it's tough. Let me explain. All you need is one person that you emailed, or one person you talked to on Twitter or Instagram, who owns the third hottest shop in Soho, in Beverly Hills, in, you know, whatever Alpha, whatever that fucking place is in fucking Atlanta, I can't remember now, the rich little area where everybody goes, fucking Peachtree, or I don't fucking remember. Like, whatever, like all you need, dude, it's always these one moments, but you have to put yourself in a position to get those moments. Like, you just basically have to sit and be in sales mode on your fucking phone 24/7, 365. How do we get, I honestly don't know. Why are we here?
So I DM'd you on Instagram.
I really don't know.
He was doing live. I found that live was a great way to get in touch with celebrities like yourself. So I reached out to yourself and then you said hit up Tyler. And then I talked to Tyler and networked with him. This is probably like a 3 month ago conversation, but I just worked my ass off until I got here because I really wanted to meet you. Take some time and just talk to you about what I've done so far.
Good, do that 4,000 times.
Well,
I'm being dead serious, man.
Got the hustle, I know.
You gotta know that missing 11 times and hitting the one time of the 12 times that you spent 12 hours on is ROI positive. That's what these fuckers don't get.
Yeah.
Great, you DM'd and emailed and tweeted 17 shop owners that are trendy and none of them replied. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that's a wasted day. That's a good day because you got your answer. It was no.
Yeah.
No's are just as good as yeses because you know.
Yeah. They're not ready yet, or we need to do something differently.
Yeah, or you didn't ask the right way, you changed it. You guys, you two, I assume, like three more. How many people you got?
25.
Fuck. Dude, you need to go on the offense.
Yeah.
It's not going to come to you, and it's not going to be a miracle. It's grinding it. You had serendipitously the relationship with Ed. You need to create the other 10,000.
Yeah.
It's lay in bed and fucking work on your, you know how lucky we all are that you can lay in bed and do this?
Yeah.
It used to, people like you and I used to have to get on planes and spend the whole day to get one meeting in Iowa. Now you just DM them. How the fuck were you gonna get to me 20 years ago? You weren't.
I wouldn't have, yeah.
So like, come on, this is awesome, this is exciting. Like, I'm gonna start a brand called Middle America if you don't do this and show you exactly how to do it.
I gotta keep working.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly, bro, it's like, and don't bullshit me, this is very important to me because I really want you to win, seem like a good kid. Don't lie what I'm about to ask you. Tell me what happens between 9 p.m. and 6 in the morning in your life, go. Tell me the truth.
I swear to God, go ahead. On my phone,
until
9 p.m. till 3 in the morning, every night through Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Love it.
And growing my following.
Good.
Poking at people with comments and
don't build the following, biz dev for distribution. Got it?
Yeah, so put more, go for the
The business thing, less, you're doing too much brand and not enough selling.
Okay, more jabs.
No, more jabs, actually more right hooks in a weird way. One more time, you're trying to build, hey, if we have 4 million Instagram followers, when somebody looks, it'll be undeniable and they'll put us in the store. I'm saying, don't worry about that because that's gonna take forever anyway. Karen Smith.
Engagement.
The buyer at fucking Prep House. Streetwear. The spot. Got it?
Yes.
You see where I'm going?
Go for the engagement.
No, go for the decision maker that thinks you're cute, that liked your hustle. I have no fucking idea why I told you to talk to Tyler, because what you did to me, I'm having happen 9,000 times a day. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know if I liked your t-shirt, I don't know if I even clicked, I don't know if I decided to randomly just do it because I like doing this once in a while and giving back to you guys. I don't know why, but it happened.
Thankful to be here.
But you need to understand that that can happen a lot. This is not an anomaly. And more importantly, this is cool and this will be great for brand and some people are gonna buy some shit, but I didn't just give you a purchase order and that's what you need. Map the 1,500 stores in America that you need to be in, from Nordstrom's, which will be fucking impossible in corporate, to some fucking dude that when you did your homework, oh shit, Chris, who owns the raddest shop in Minnesota that does this kind of gear, his mom's from Toronto. Boom.
I'll keep hustling, keep trying every single call until.
But you need to think, I'd rather you get one Beverly Hills shop to buy 15 shirts and try you out through DM versus you getting 41 more followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's the reallocation of your 9 p.m. to 3 a.m.
So go for more of the buyers and the people that have the checkbooks and they're trying to get the stores, the new clothing, opposed to my online following.
Correct.
Gotcha.
You need more of that.
Yeah.
because that's real and tangible and needs to happen in parallel to brand building. Too many people in the t-shirt swag game are only about branding and not about sales. Everybody's got a brand. Literally every kid watching right now, all she has to do is say, okay, I'm calling mine Fuzzy Peach, create a rad logo and slap it on shit. You're commoditized. You know. You know, everybody can say, well, my story, fuck your story. Everybody's got a story. You need sales, distribution, and awareness. People are spending too much time on awareness and not enough on sales and distribution of their product. Yeah. Got it? Shit will come to you. A moment will happen. Somebody's watching right now that owns a store. Like, this is probably gonna get you more distribution than anything you've done. People are gonna go in the comments. We're gonna tag your little handle right now. You'll get some DMs from people saying, hey, I got own a shop, I'll take some t-shirts. But you need to force that.
Yeah. And what about stores that we're really trying to grow in Australia? They have a strong East Coast vibe. Mm-hmm. How do we grow in areas that you've never been to and you live in Canada and you're trying to grow over there? Is it the same, you know, get at the buyers? Or is it go on the ground and hustle store to store?
Buyers. You can't go on the ground. What are you going to buy, a $4,000 fucking Australian flight ticket and track? You don't have that. You're going to build an empire from your bed. Ready? I own your business, Australia. Spend 2 days with my team. If the video, Austin, no. Today you're not videoing. Today you're fucking on Google. Google top fucking clothing stores in Australia. Rad clothing stores in Australia. Go to Instagram and hashtag Australian clothing, Australian store. Like, fucking work on spec. Get a list. Okay, here are the 39 shops we want to be a part of on the East Coast. Yeah. Okay, now we go to their website. Scroll down. Contact, about me. Carl Tintinton started this because his dad loved the East Coast. Like, Google Carl Tintinton. Carl loves Australian rules football. Like fucking work. Yeah. Then email and say, yo Carl, sorry your team lost last night. You know, then you DM him, then you leave a comment on one of his Instagram posts. So you email him, email his website, leave a comment on a post he made on Instagram and at him on Twitter. You guys following? The work, got it? So that's what you do. Three of those 39 people say, yo, send me a shirt. One of those three that you send a shirt to puts it in their store. One really smoke show model walks in there, wears it, and away you go. Do you understand?
Yeah, definitely.
So that's what you do in Australia. What are you gonna, on spec, spend $4,000 to go to Australia? You can't do that right now. So it doesn't even matter which option. You can't do the second one.
So right now we're getting knocked off around the world off, like with a lot of brands that are using the same circle. We have this trademark, the circle logo, and they're changing, you know, New York lifestyle, Florida lifestyle, California lifestyle, but we have it all protected. So we do eventually shut them down, but they're getting 1 week to 1 month of sales online or through channels that we don't have visible in Canada, and then our followers are saying, hey, you have a knockoff here, hey, you have a knockoff.
I think that you should find a lawyer who you give 1% of the company to, who's bored in her or his job, who's, got it?
Give them
1% equity. They've had entrepreneurial tendencies. They wish they started their own business, but they're a lawyer. Now they have a mortgage, and you give them a little bit of that action, and they fucking cease and desist their asses off.
I'll do it. Okay, that's a good idea. I like that.
Of course it's a good idea. That's why you came here.
So what are the, is there any kind of future app that you see coming in that should be?
You've heard me on this. If you've been following me, I don't know what's coming. I just react when it comes.
Would you value the Generation Z higher than the Generation Y?
Nope.
Millennials?
I love when people break down generations like Millennials, Gen X, Gen Z. I love them all. They're people. You know, 13-year-olds don't have as much money, but they're gonna be 22 and they're the ones that can make 20, like, you know, so they all have different values.
Do you find that the Generation Z are more engaged on social media than other people?
Of course.
They're the most engaged.
They don't even know the real world.
Sure, I mean, younger sisters. So
you know, you know better than I do. How old are they?
18 and 21.
They live in their phone.
Snapchat.
You live in your phone.
Definitely.
I live in my phone. What is this, like, stuff? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, there is nothing else.
So how do you give value to the young generation if they're not able to buy your products or buy your brands at your time?
Stickers.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
You know, like little ones to put on their iPhone. Like, just you play. You ask them.
Giveaways.
You ask them.
Yeah. Do you
you know, meetups, who the fuck, you know, like, shit, stuff.
Yeah.
You know?